Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans. And we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper, now live from the Fan On Deck studios. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, so your Milwaukee Brewers get a much needed win last night, 9-7 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Here this evening, getting ready for Brewers baseball just after 6 o'clock. Maybe some rain in the forecast in the beginning parts of this game. But after that, looks like it should be all good. But this Brewers team, again, last night needed a victory, and victory in a worse way. And Christian Yelich, top of the first inning. No need to worry about Christian Yelich. He's doing just fine in Pittsburgh.
As Yelich hits one deep in the left center field, that is way back. And Yelich has done it in back-to-back games. First inning, opposite field home run for Christian Yelich. His 38th of the year. And Yelich gives the Brewers a 1-0 lead. Just tremendous power to the opposite field.
Yeah, it did the same.
I'm telling you something right now. That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin and Brian Anderson. We have not really had this discussion, but I think we'll have this discussion with Tim Allen when he joins us on the roundtable. What he has done since the All-Star break last year through this year, I think is greater than anything we've seen from any Brewer in our lifetime. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's one from like the 70s back in the day. I was born in 76, so maybe there was something back in the late 70s, early 80s that I'm not remembering of this type of stretch. But even Ryan Braun didn't have this type of stretch like Christian Yelich has had since last year. I mean, it has been remarkable. So even if the Brewers miss the playoffs, hopefully you are appreciating what you are seeing from Christian Yelich, because the dude has been simply phenomenal. So that's 1-0 Brewers after one. To the top of the fourth we went, and Mike Moustakas came up to the plate with a chance to maybe do something similar to Yelich.
Stuck on 19 for a month. And now Moustakas, how about number 27, is going to fly out of here. Wow. Off the back fence of the bleachers. That was certainly headed for the river. And just crashes into that chain link fence. Mike Moustakas not to be denied this time.
Boy, a little air under that one.
There you go. Moustakas with the home run. That made it 2-0. Brewers would tack on a couple of more in that inning. Go up 5-0. It would be 5-1 through 4, 5-3 through 5. They'd score three times in the eighth to make it 8-3 at that point. The Pirates rally back and get three more themselves there in the eighth inning. To make it an 8-6 ball game at that point. Christian Yelich looking to add on one more for the Brewers in the ninth.
Second in the National League. That ball's hammered way back. How far is this one going to fly? Christian Yelich with a mammoth home run. 9-6 Brewers into the water it goes.
Oh, my. Yeah, one of the longest we've seen here.
Just phenomenal. Just, again, I hope you're appreciating what you're watching with Christian Yelich. Josh Hader came in, made things interesting again, but had a runner on base with two outs, and up to the plate steps Josh Bell. And luckily for Hader and the Brewers, that got him to pop up, just got underneath it. Very well could have taken that pitch out. But the Brewers hold on and went 9-7, snapped that four-game losing streak that they were on. And now we get ready for game number two tonight.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
All right, time now to look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. We'll start with the bad guys for the Pittsburgh Pirates as they take on Chase Anderson and the Brewers tonight. Leading off at second base, Adam Frazier. Batting second in left field, Brian Reynolds. Hitting third in center field, Starling Marte. Cleaning up and at first base, Jose Osuna. Hitting fifth tonight, moving up in the lineup with Josh Bell at the night off. Colin Moran's at third base, hitting sixth and catching Elias Diaz. Hitting seventh and in right field, Pablo Reyes. Hitting eighth and at shortstop, Eric Gonzalez. And pitching is Stephen Brault, batting ninth. So again, it's Frazier, Reynolds, Marte, Osuna, Moran, Diaz, Reyes, Gonzalez, and Brault. Brault comes in 3-1 with a 4.15 ERA for the Pittsburgh Pirates. For the good guys, your Milwaukee Brewers tonight, leading off and in center field, Lorenzo Kane. Batting second is the second baseman, Keston Hira. Hitting third and at third base, Mike Moustakas. And that is because Christian Yelich has some back issues, so he has the night off tonight. Cleaning up and in right field is Ryan Braun, batting fourth. Hitting fifth and at first base, Yasmani Grandal. Hitting sixth and catching, Manny Pena. Hitting seventh and in left field, Trent Grisham. Hitting eighth and at shortstop, Orlando Arcia. And pitching, batting ninth, Chase Anderson. Anderson comes in with a 5-2 record, a 3.73 ERA. He has not allowed more than two earned runs in eight straight starts coming into tonight. So for the Brewers, it's Kane, Hira, Moustakas, Braun, Grandal, Pena, Grisham, Arcia, and Chase Anderson. Time now to move ahead and hear what the franchise, Tim Allen, has to say about this one.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable. Brought to you by McCormick Law Office. The back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, time to bring on the franchise, Tim Allen, who I'm sure is relieved after the Brewers got a much-needed victory last night. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tim, thoughts on what you saw last night?
On my way to work, much better mood. The Pied Piper is on the radio, and we're getting ready to win couple of games here and sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates because they have to. I mean, we're in that situation where now you go on a losing streak of losing 6 of 7, 7 of 8, depending on what the Cards and Cubs do, you might be dead in the water here. Because being 4 games out, Stevie, you know, you lose another 3-4 games in a week, you're dead in the water. I mean, yeah. I know everybody points back to last year, 6 games out on September 1st, but we'll go, you want better. If they get on a bad roll right now, you can stick a fork in them.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I think, and you're not one to ever give up necessarily on the baseball team, so you're never really going to say it's done per se like all the other fans will. But yeah, it's pretty much a wrap probably if they go on any type of losing streak here. All right, so let's talk about last night's game a little bit here. We talked about this on the big show. Do you have the same confidence that you had last year in Josh Hader when he comes into a game?
I don't think it's as bad of a feel for me as a lot of Brewers fans. A lot of Brewers fans are saying, wow, you know, games on the line, that's going to escalate that negativity. It will, because when a guy is a bullpen pitcher, high-leverage guy, it is inflated when he does give up the runs. Now, make no mistake, this is the first real bad roll that Hader's been on in his career, and I'm really interested to see how he picks himself up after this thing, how he breaks out of this thing, because he's still good. He is. However, you look at the numbers since July 1st, those aren't good, and he's got to get out of this. It's, what, spanning 12 appearances now that he's just your mere mortal, and maybe even less than that on that bullpen. I don't think, again, to answer your question, there's not a same feel as locked down. You know, you can put it in the bank and draw some interest on it, but it's not as bad as some Brewer fans think.
Okay, but from this perspective, is it Hader is off, or is it the league is starting to figure him out?
Yeah, no, I think the league is definitely on to him a little bit. And I don't know where that changeup went that he worked on last year. And he said coming into this year that, yeah, we tinkered with the changeup, and that's going to be, you know, something that maybe he can pull out of the arsenal. Because people are just hanging on that early fastball, that's for sure. And then he has any sort of hang time on his slider, that thing's getting polluted too. And so you have a double disaster. And I don't know if that's part of – I liked a couple of the at-bats last night, which he did waste a pitch up and out on a fastball and just didn't challenge these guys' first pitch fastball, because that's, you know, that's where he gets hurt a lot of times. So I think you're probably seeing some of the adjustment now taking place. I would love for him to develop a changeup, though. I really would. Think about going from 97 to like 85 on a changeup. Same sort of arm motion, same sort of arm angle. That may be the next step for Hader.
You know, the other person that I want to talk about a little bit, Yelich not in the lineup tonight. Council saying they're trying to avoid another back flare-up. And as Tom Hodgick reports, points out on Twitter, you'd assume that something might have happened last night that was a warning sign of something maybe coming if they don't rest him at this point. But I struggle to remember another time in my lifetime where I've seen a player dominate the way that Christian Yelich has done since last All-Star break till this point now this year in August. Even when Braun won his MVP, I'm not quite sure it was at this type of dominant level. You remember more the Robin Yount MVP years. Well, the first one you remember way better than me. I remember the second year. It wasn't like this. Can you remember another dominant time from a single Brewer player similar to what Yelich has been doing to this league in the last, you know, year?
Not in this amount of time span. Not at all. And Brawny was amazing.
Sure was, yep.
As you recall, he was amazing in like a 14-day span where you were like, whoa. I mean, but he would always come back down to earth a little bit and then get hot for 10 days and then come back down to earth. But to sustain this as Yelich has done since last year is truly amazing. And you could tell it was coming in Chicago. You could tell a little bit in Oakland that the hot streak was coming. That's why this is a tough sit for me, man. It's tough because when Yelich is going, and you look at his spray charts, he's spraying the ball all over the place. But as of late, he's been going to center and left field. And he's barreling up those pitches. That is when he gets on the amazing run, and you saw the outcome of that four for five last night, a couple of homers. But hey, yeah, what is happening in Pittsburgh? Is he trying to hit the water in BP?
Well, he hit the water for the second home run last night.
No, but if you remember, it's the reason why he backed out of the All-Star Home
right.
Run Derby was because of his BP sessions and practicing the Home Run Derby in Pittsburgh.
Oh, good point. Yeah. I guess I didn't put two and two together, but yeah, maybe there's something to that. Either way, Yelich says he feels okay. So, Council says they're watching for a back flare-up. Yelich says he's okay, so I'm really not sure what in the heck is going on. All I know is Craig Council history says that he tends to be the best cooler against his Brewers team of anybody. How many times has he pulled a guy after a hot night and rested him the day after?
He's like an amazing run on blackjack in Vegas, and all of a sudden they say, hold on, new dealer, or I've been at a craps table with you, and you're rolling bones, like you're hitting points.
Yep.
You're rolling bones for about nine consecutive rolls, and they come in and say, hey, young man, you're throwing the dice too high.
Yep.
And that actually happened. That actually did happen.
Yep.
With Steve Sparky Fife.
Thanks for bringing back great memories, Tim. Appreciate it.
Craps. And they cooled you off. I agree. I think hopefully now with 48 games left, hopefully this type of let's save these guys from themselves to stay healthy for the rest of the year, hopefully we've passed that window of time where it's got to hit the accelerator.
You know, that's the other thing, too, I want to bring up is Chase Anderson, the starter tonight. We brought it up a little bit on the big show. Chase Anderson in July had a 2.90 ERA in the month of July. It has been rolling as of late. Are you back to buying into Chase Anderson being that guy that he was a couple of years ago prior to the injury?
I'm buying into him being a competitive bulldog, and it's in him. And it is, and it's showing right now, especially the way that this team handles their pitching staff. He is doing everything they want and more. You would say you could make the argument that you need to let him go a little bit more. Stop with the 5 1/3 and 2 runs, and this guy allows a base runner and he hits the showers. I mean, as much as the bullpen lately has been scuffling, there's where you need to Chase Anderson to step up. The second stage of his outing. First stage is there. It's been outstanding. I'm not saying he's going to be a top three rotation guy, but you could do a hell of a lot worse if Chase Anderson is a guy that's in your 4 or 5 hole.
Tim Allen, thanks so much for coming on. Everybody can check you out tonight. Bayview Shannon Blinds postgame show after the Brewers and Pirates. Rain's in the forecast towards the beginning of the game. We'll see if that actually happens, and hopefully it doesn't, so you can get in a normal postgame show tonight and you're not on at 1 in the morning with Baby Tuff.
Well, I bought some scratch tickets in case of a rain delay to entertain ourselves.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's always entertaining, especially when it's not your money being spent on the scratch-off tickets. Tim, thanks so much.
You got it.
There he is, Tim Allen, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home field and game conditions. Steins Premium Weed Control Plus Lawn Food is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Steins. Planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
Go to Steins a lot. We bought a lot of flowers from Steins this year. A lot of flowers from Steins this year. Yep, we sure have. And they look beautiful on the side of our house and in the back by our deck. Okay, thunderstorms are in the forecast for the next couple of hours. Out in Pittsburgh, so we'll see if they're able to get this game going here on time. I've not seen anything from anybody on Twitter saying that there's a tarp on or any major issues. Right now, sunny, partly sunny, and 87. However, I will also tell you that I see storms in the radar. So we'll see if they can get this one in tonight in Pittsburgh. All right, now coming up next, we'll hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell as we get ready for Brewers-Pirates Game 2 tonight in Pittsburgh.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub & Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, so we'll go inside the clubhouse a little bit differently today than we normally do. David Stearns joined the Bill Michaels Show earlier today in the 11:30, 11:35. If you miss it, check out Fan On Demand, John Paul Buick's GMC Fan On Demand at 105.7FMTheFan.com to hear that interview in its entirety. I'm going to play a couple cuts for you from this one. First off, David Stearns talking about, the fact that they're not exactly in a big market and payroll is going to be a factor and not be able to spend as much as everybody else.
That's always the balance. And as you said, we know we're not going to be one of the top spenders in the game. Frankly, we're not going to be even one of the mid-tier spenders in the game. We have a lot of advantages in this market. First and foremost, the intensely passionate fan base that we have and the support that they give our teams. And then we have some constraints in this market as well, and those are highly publicized. And so we try to focus on our advantages and manage our constraints to the best we can. And some of that does come into play this time of year when you're looking at what future payroll obligations may be and how much we can realistically add to that. That's part of the calculus that every single team goes through whenever they're looking at an acquisition, and we certainly have to do that as well.
That is something I think many of you forget, that they do not have an unlimited payroll. You're not playing in a fair field or a fair market when you're talking about how baseball operates at this point. You're just not. The Yankees, they're way up and above. The Dodgers, the Red Sox, way another stratosphere. The Cubs, another stratosphere. The Astros have gotten into another stratosphere. You can't get to that stratosphere. You're talking about spending another $100, $150 million in order to go up and play at that level, to have that much money. How good could this baseball team be with David Stearns if they had another $100 million to spend on the roster in the last couple of off seasons? How much better do you think this roster could be with David Stearns? Scary good, right? But he doesn't have that. So he's got to work under a different set of rules, similar to Billy Beane in Oakland and some of these other markets that don't have that type of money coming in. People think you can just spend it. If you don't have the money, then Mark should sell the team. Well, I don't care who the owner is coming in with the situation that you have as far as media rights and the money you get paid there and everything else. You just aren't, unless you're going to take it out of your own personal coffer to pay these players all this money, which owners don't do. It's not going to change no matter who the owner of this baseball team is. You work within the budget that you have and the money that's coming in. David Stearns also talking to Bill Michaels about the pitching being a little banged up, of course.
Yeah, we're banged up, and we've been hit pretty hard with pitching injuries over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Between Brandon Woodruff going down, Gio Gonzalez going down, Zach Davies more recently, and Yolish Chacin. We've been banged up, and we've lost a pretty sizable segment of our starting rotation, I think.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
All right, Craig Counsell, just a couple of things coming from Twitter for Craig Counsell today, Tom Harjacourt in Pittsburgh. Craig Counsell said he wouldn't know who's going to start Wednesday's game, tomorrow's game, until he sees who is used out of the bullpen tonight. Either way, it will be a series of relievers pitching tomorrow. As we talked about yesterday, you have to win these first two games in this series. That way, no matter what happens yesterday, you at least win the series, 2 out of 3, and you're in a position where it's not a huge deal if you lose tomorrow. I mean, I guess it is because you're chasing by so many games now to the Cubs, but that is a big deal. We're win tonight with Chase Anderson, without Christian Yelich, which is unfortunate, but win tonight with Chase Anderson, put yourself in a position where tomorrow doesn't mean as much. Also from Harjacourt today, Craig Counsell says sitting Christian Yelich tonight is to stay away from another back flare-up. So there must have been a small warning sign of some kind, according to Harjacourt, trying to be proactive. So that all comes from Tom Harjacourt from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, obviously, earlier tonight on Twitter.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com.
All right, who's hot, who's not for your Milwaukee Brewers as of recently? Let's look at who's hot because there's a bunch of guys who's hot as of this point. Last 7 games for Orlando Arcia. He's hitting .370. With a .370 on base percentage, 10 of his last 27 for Orlando Arcia. Chase Anderson, who we mentioned earlier in the show, also red hot at this point, having a 2.90 ERA in the month of July, pitching really well. Those are the guys that are hot. Not so hot lately has been Keston Hira, who has been struggling as of late. And hopefully he can turn things around. Don't forget Tim Allen tonight, Bayview Shade and Blinds post-game show. Immediately following that one with the franchise, Tim Allen and Baby Tausch back in here tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 on the Wendy's Big Show. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.